The legislature hereby approves the construction of a Vermont building on the Avenue of States at the Eastern States Exposition in Springfield, Massachusetts. Construction shall begin with the goal of completion and dedication at the 1929 Exposition.
Thus, the Vermont legislature provided funding for a permanent building joining Massachusetts and Maine at a cost of more than $60,500. A commission of five directed the construction, chaired by Guy Boyce of Proctor, and included Secretary of Agriculture E.H. Jones. A site west of the main building was chosen, which is still today owned by the state of Vermont. Designed by architect W.H. McLean of Boston, who incorporated Georgian influences, the building is reminiscent of the Vermont State House in Montpelier, with six stately columns, recessed porticos, six sets of windows gracing two stories. Both buildings presided over by the statue of Ceres, the goddess of agriculture. Built by Larks and Clarks of Wallingford, Connecticut, the building is constructed of materials for which Vermont is famous around the world. A base of Barry granite, trim of Proctor marble, a roof of Vermont variegated slate. The seal of the state of Vermont graces the pediment over the portico. 86 feet wide at the front and 142.5 feet in depth, with 27 feet in height to the cornices, the size of the building is impressive. The Vermont building was dedicated on Tuesday, September 17, 1929. Guy Boyce announced the completion of the building. The responder was Joshua Brooks, president of the Eastern States Exposition, who was realizing his fondest wishes come true as Vermont added to the Avenue of States. There was music by the Brattleboro Band, and the Vermont anthem was sung by Vermont 4-H clubs. Then the Vermont building on the Eastern States Avenue of States was dedicated by the Honorable John E. Weeks, Governor of Vermont. Today, the Vermont building continues to carry the spirit of Vermont to exposition goers. Under the auspices of the Secretary of Agriculture, the Vermont building cooperates with public and private groups to exhibit the resources, products, and essence of the state, displaying its agricultural, industrial, and recreational possibilities. Visitors flock to the building, staffed by cordial Vermonters, for the famous tastes and fragrances of Vermont: maple syrup, gourmet cheeses, ice cream, and apple pie, of specialty foods, crafts, and information to dream about a Vermont vacation in any season. There's a hearty Green Mountain welcome waiting for visitors at the Vermont building. You might meet the governor or the Secretary of Agriculture or a Maple King and Queen or even a Morgan horse or two.